folk singer even borrowed an old tune from the Beatles to drive the point home.
We'll still bring you all your news, babe. Yes, we swear it's true. We'll still bring you all your news, babe. It just won't be so new. Maybe days old, it won't grow mold. We'll still bring you all your news, babe. 3 days a week, don't be singing the blues, babe. We won't give you shit. We'll still bring you all your news, babe. We'll do it with half the staff. We got orders to fire reporters, but we'll still bring you all your news, babe. 3 days a week, 3 days a week, we'll save ourselves a mint. 3 days a week, 'cause all the news ain't fit to print. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, there's not much to report. And Saturday's the worst day, 'cause you're all watching sports. Just eat your gumbo, be a dumbo. We'll still bring you all your news, babe. 3 days a week, 3 days a week, is all the news you need. 3 days a week, 'cause most of you don't even read. Who reads the daily paper? No one's got the time. We'll do you all a favor, put it all online. Check our website, it's a dead side. But we'll still bring all your news, babe. 3 days a week, 3 days a week, 3 days a week. Yeah, you're right.
We come to you 7 days a week, mind you. And you know, just become a member by calling 877-500-5266, and you can make sure we continue coming to you 7 days a week. We're in a matching period. You double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. Make your pledge. An anonymous donor is going to match the contribution you make until the end of this hour. So we still have 13 minutes left. 13 minutes left to go in order to have your donation matched. Double the impact of your gift. Call 877-500-5266. This is some good stuff. Oh, do we have a new member? Oh, let's take a look. We'll have somebody bring us some paper and we'll look at that. But in the meantime, Amy, so what do you think? This is a great show, eh?
Yeah, I'm it's a bird, it's a plane, it's community radio. We are the ones taking on the Goliaths, and you're hearing this information here, nowhere else. You're learning about how media has been consolidated, and if you become part of KABU, you'll be part of reversing that trend, or as much as possible. And you can pledge $5 a month and pick up KABU versus the Media Zillas t-shirt.
Indeed, Matt Worker, the artist who created that shirt specially for KABU, a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist and artist. This is a great, great, very colorful and very cool t-shirt. And it's yours for just $60 a year, or, hey, $5 a month. And again, that gets
right
doubled
now, yeah,
because it's a matching period, doubled right here until the next, for the next 12 minutes, 11 and a half minutes. You got a little time, so start pressing those digits. 877-500-5266. We harmonize so well.
You can do that also online at kboo.fm. A lot of people listening that way online. We have people outside of our immediate community that can't pick up the airwaves. They can pick up the community radio signal on the internet. So thank you. If you're one of those people, please donate your own way. And otherwise, pick up the phone and call 877-500-5266. Talk to one of our lovely community members right here.
Especially indeed. If you have a baby.
And and you know, again, it's $60 a year. $5 a month gets you one of these terrific KBOO t-shirts, including that wonderful KBOO versus the Mediazillas. So appropriate when we're listening to this Who Owns the O special investigative report by KBOO's own Robin Ryan. Yet another of the volunteers. Just call that number, 877-500-5266.
Advanced Publication, Inc. today bears little resemblance to its humble Eastern Seaboard beginnings initiated four generations ago, as they are ranked the top privately held media group in the country. The pair of siblings representing the family's second generation are combined worth an estimated $21.4 billion, according to a list published at Forbes just today, with the value of their net worth showing an increase of $2.1 billion since last year's rankings were issued. Their holdings include 20 newspapers and twice as many magazines, as well as a formidable contingent of weeklies. Their reach extends beyond the world of publishing and transcends economic sectors, with assets that include cable companies like Bright House Networks. Bright House paid out $7.2 million for antitrust violations by compelling subscribers to lease set-top boxes in order to obtain premium services. The Newhouses, furthermore, hold a 31% stake in Discovery Communications and is also the single largest shareholder of internet forum Reddit. Because Sam Sr. involved the entirety of his immediate family in his newspaper business, extended members of the family who don't bear the name Newhouse are free to exert the influence of their affluence with seemingly no connection to the powered house. The career of Newhouse cousin Robert Myron, described by his peers as the quintessential policy man for the telecommunications industry, serves as a case in point. Myron and his son Stephen are both board members at C-SPAN. Stephen Myron also serves on the board of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association and Bright House Networks. Mark Newhouse is on the board of directors at the Newspaper Association of America and the American Press Institute. Among the dubious liaisons affiliated with this set of companies is Alexander Verveer's relationship to Chief Counsel to the FCC, Philip Verveer, and Time Warner Cable's attorney, Robert Schumer, who is the brother of New York Senator Chuck Schumer. Renowned media policy analyst and author of several books on the topic of consolidation, Robert McChesney shared his thoughts on why there is room for optimism despite the opaque nature of the moment. The stature companies like Advance Publications and Morris Publishing Group can only last as long as it takes for societies at large to learn to question the layer of the bubble they live in. And in the moment, may the might of the media once again rest in the hands of the masses and not the moguls.
Well, I think we learn from history is that social change, when it comes, is never just one issue you win and then you lose everything else. Pretty much, great moments of social change are periods in which you win a whole lot of things in a number of areas and you consolidate your game. The New Deal, the 1960s, the progressive era in American history. And we need one of those periods. We're going to win media reform that gets us real journalism in conjunction with getting money out of politics, in conjunction with cleaning up the environment, in conjunction with figuring out a way to reduce economic inequality and create an infrastructure that can employ people in a sane economy. These things will rise and fall together. And when we get people thinking that way, and they're beginning to think that way, I think that what seem like immense threats to humanity actually become immense opportunities to make a much better world. And I think that's the cusp of the moment we're on right now.
I oftentimes deal in media policy. That's my frame of reference into sort of how we can restructure media systems and come up with ways to support journalism and independent media. And the results of social movements are going to get us there. And I want everyone who listens to this to be involved in those movements. But at the same time, there is one thing that people can do right away without having to wait for a movement all on their own, which is when you can, do your best to support community media like KBOO. These are our lifeline to the future. And these are media, they don't have corporate support, they don't have to advertise. They depend on people in the community to provide the labor and the resources to make the product happen. And I've had the privilege traveling around the country to go to I live in a city, Madison, Wisconsin, with a great community radio station, and I go to cities like Portland or Denver with great community radio stations, Boulder. And I've also been to cities where the community station either doesn't exist or where it's just collapsed and has mildew all over it. And the difference in the culture in the cities and the quality of life is night and day. So don't take it for granted when you've got a great community station like KBOO. Support it with everything you've got because, as I said, it's our lifeline to the future.
You can help be part of that lifeline for the future if you pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. You'll be part of supporting what makes KBOO, what makes Portland a vibrant community, which is KBOO Community Radio. And right now we are in a matching period right now, so if you call and donate, your donation will be doubled. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make your donation tonight. And you can do that in a lump sum. You can do a monthly amount, and we can take that out of your checking account if you do a monthly amount or off your credit card.
Indeed. And you've only got that matching pledge only goes for another 5 minutes. So make that call now at 877-500-5266. At the $75 level, we still have copies of Amy Goodman's book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America, and that, on a monthly basis, is only $6.25. $75 minimum donation also gets you, or would also get you, the Democracy Now! T-shirt. Again, $6.25 a month. That's so doable. Or for a $60 annual pledge, $5 a month, you can pick up one of these fantastic KBOO t-shirts, including this beautiful KBOO versus the Media Zillas. Original art by Matt Worker, a Pulitzer Prize winning artist. Beautiful, multicolored, and extremely cool, and so very fitting with the topic of this Who Owns the O special investigative report.
Yeah, the tagline on there is, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's community radio. And that is what you're supporting when you call 877-500-5266. When you become a member, you do become a voting member, so you can vote for and make decisions in what happens in KBOO at all the different meetings that we have as a radio station. And during our last break, we were talking about, you know, if you have a baby, donate. and one thing that doing that would do is ensuring that future, that lifeline does stay there for your kids so that the community stays vibrant. You have this resource that is KBOO. So pick up the phone. It's 877-500-5266.
And you've got 3 minutes, count them, three more minutes to go to have your pledge matched. We have a donor who will match your donation. All you need to do is in the next 3 minutes call 877-500-5266. You know, KBOO is different, and we're proud of that. We're homemade, handcrafted radio. We come from the communities we serve, and we serve the communities from which we come. This is a station unlike any other in Portland, and we need your support, and a lot of you are doing this already, and we are so grateful to you. Those of you who haven't yet, you know who you are. Pick up that phone. Press the digits. There we go. Press those digits. 877-500-5266.
Hey, my name is Lisa Loving, and I'm the evening news director. I actually wanted to take a minute before we're done with this hour and say that if you were listening to what Robert McChesney was saying at the end of this broadcast there, he was saying that the reason KBOO is important is because KBOO is a bridge to the future. We are a part of the spectrum of the media in which no one can buy us out, and that's because you invest in what we do. 877-500-5266. That Matt Worker t-shirt, KBOO versus the Media Zillas, that tells the whole story of this TV, this radio special, and also why we're here. So we're in a matching phase. Strongly want to encourage you to come in person. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. But give us a call, 877-500-5266. We're getting close to the goal, friends. And this is matching. This is one of the coolest membership drives ever. And I just really want to strongly encourage people to invest. 877-500-5266. Thank you.
Indeed, you're investing in your future, investing in the community's future. If you can, just call 877-500-5266. If you're online, go to the website at kboo.fm and click on the donate button. Your pledge, your donations keep us on the air, keep this great programming coming to you. And where would you be without KBOO, eh?
Yeah, and you know what? We are only beholden to you. We're not beholden to some media corporate backer. We're not beholden to the government. We don't get the government support. 80% of our budget comes directly from you, listeners. So please, right now, during this membership matching period, the last few seconds of it, pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Make a quick, secure donation. You can do it online, you can do it a monthly way, you can give one time, and if you give a monthly amount, you can increase the amount that you give each month. Thank you so much. 877-500-5266.
Yay!
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, for the working class, and by the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfin, and I'm a member of the American Federation of State